Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian perspective. My name is Star. Welcome. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So I have been very busy just in my local church, in my personal life, and I have been consecrating myself to be closer to God. And in that, I find myself surrendering everything, every day, constantly to God. So I want to go ahead and do a podcast about surrendering it all to God. But let's go ahead and go into prayer real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and praise you for who you are, for you are the God who sees and knows all things. I thank you for the grace to be able to come in your presence and just to speak with you and commune with you, Father. Lord, I pray that this podcast be edifying to the listener that is listening, that it will draw them closer to you so they may ask, what must I do to surrender to God? What must I do to give God my whole heart? For your word says that it is you, the Father, who draws us unto you. So I thank you and praise you that you're drawing us closer to yourself because you want to know us and you want us to know you. So I thank you and praise you for all things, Father, because all things are made for you, for your glory. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So I am in a season. I am in a season of just every day I am telling the Lord yes. And I know some people might be like, what do you mean you are telling the Lord yes? You have already given him your yes. But I have found that every day when you wake up and you face life, when you face, you know, the circumstances of life, when it comes to your home life, your family life, your personal life, and even your church life, you have to tell the Lord yes. You have to surrender your will to the Father, because sometimes we could say, yes, Lord, I'll do it. But then we want to do it in our own way. And we have to tell the Lord, like, okay, yes, and help me to surrender my will for your will. There's a scripture that comes to mind right now. I believe it's in the book of Romans chapter 11. And it states that, I'll look it up and put it on the screen to make sure I have it correct. But it says that, you know, we have this zeal. When we first come to Christ, we have this zeal for God, but we don't really understand how to properly worship him in the way that he desires. Basically, that's my translation. And that can be so true even if we are not so new with Christ. We hear, oh, God says, you know, we hear God telling us to do X, Y, and Z. And we say, okay, well, we're going to do it like this. We're going to do it like that. But have we actually consulted the Lord on how he wants us to do it? I think sometimes we hear a word from the Lord and we just take off running. In some cases, we need to say, okay, Lord, I know that you are calling me to do this, but I don't know how I should go about doing this. Give me the steps and give me the tools and the resources that I need to be able to carry out what you have called me to do. What I have learned in this journey of being a YouTuber and a podcaster is that where God leads, he provides. I would have never thought, in a million years that the Lord has called me to do this type of work. And this type of work, I mean by being a full-time YouTuber, by being a full-time podcaster. And I try to take care of it as best as I know how with the knowledge that God has given me. And he has been faithful. The Lord has been faithful, because if it wasn't for him, I would have quit a long time ago. I would have gave this up. I would have went back to work. I would have been back at bedside nursing with my patients if this was not ordained by God for me to do this. So every day I find myself telling the Lord, yes, okay, I'm going to do your will. I want to read a scripture. It is Luke chapter 9, and it is verse 24. Actually, let's go to verse 23. So Luke chapter 9, verse 23, it states, then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, Take up your cross daily and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Or what would you benefit if you gain the whole world but you are yourself lost and destroyed? If anyone is ashamed of me and my message, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in his glory and in his glory of the Father and the holy angels. I tell you the truth, some standing here right now will not die before they see the kingdom of God. So my point is verses 23 and 24. And 25. So 23 through 25 is my point, is that if anyone wants to be a follower of Christ, we must give up our own way and take up our cross daily and follow him, right? And if we try to hang on to our old life, we will lose it. But if we give up our life for his sake, we will save it. And, you know, what purpose, what benefit it is to gain the whole world but to lose your soul. And when I think about that scripture, I think about me giving the Lord my yes about 2 years ago, going on 3 years ago. Well, actually 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago, 2022. And giving him my full yes. Okay, Lord, I'll do what you tell me to do, because I wanted to be in right standing with him. And when I look back on it in hindsight, you know, and when I look back on it today, I'm like, Lord, I have came so far. I used to be so fearful. I used to be filled with anxiety. I used to fear for the future. I used to have so much anger. I used to be so depressed, or I used to be so whatever, right? I was so prideful, you know, and now I'm the opposite. I have peace. The Lord has humbled me. The Lord has given me power and a sound mind. The Lord has given me love. The Lord has given me patience. The Lord has renewed me. So I am not the same person that I was 2 years ago. And I thank God for that, right? But it took the time for him to sit me down from my job. I would have never thought in a million years that I will, you know, put my career as a nurse to the side to be a full-time YouTuber. But that's what the Lord had called me to do. And in this journey, he's been with me every step of the way. He has revealed himself to me in more ways than one. And my trust in the Lord has increased. My faith in his word has increased. My knowledge of who he is has increased. My knowledge of the word has increased. The revelation of his word, those hidden things, those secret things that he has revealed to me through his word has increased. I can say that I am spiritually mature, all because I gave the Lord my yes, right? So when I think of the state of the church, right? We're not even talking about the world. The Bible says that the world is already condemned because they don't believe. But when I think about the state of the church and I ask the Lord, what have you called me to do? What is your purpose for me? And I think about that, and he tells me over and over again that I have called you to be an end time preacher, which is basically, I want you to prepare the way for the people because I am soon to return. Like, my message is a message of repentance. Now, the gospel itself is the good news, right? Jesus had came, he died, he rose again on the third day. God the Father raised him up, and he's coming back again for a people who are holy and spotless, right? So that is the good news. And we were wretched in our sins, and he came and he died. So we won't have to be wretched and dirty in our sins. He came to give us a life in that more abundantly. But more specifically for the ministry that he has called me to, is that he wants me to prepare the way. This is what I hear the Lord telling me in my secret time, is that I want you to prepare the way for the people so they can be a holy people, ready and acceptable for when I come. And so I asked the Lord, you know, well, give me an example of the Bible. And he always gave me John the Baptist. And I just love John the Baptist's story and how the angel came to his father. And I just love that whole story. I fell in love with that story even before God told me, this is what I want you to mimic. So I was like, oh, wow. So my message is a message of repentance, because as you guys have known, or if you are new here, the Lord has pulled me out of lukewarmness. So my message is for the church to come out of their lukewarmness. This is what God has purposed me to do. So in coming out of your lukewarmness, you have to tell the Lord yes. You have to give him your heart. You have to surrender to God. So, but first you need to understand that we are sinners. We have not faithfully kept the word of God. And the state of the church that I see today is that the church is in a very lukewarm state. Even with the election, right? A lot of people ask, you know, well, whose side are you on? Listen, I'm not on the right side, nor am I on the left side. I'm on the Lord's side, because the Lord gave me a very prophetic word. And he says, when the nations are in their Egypt, my people, the people who depend on Yahweh, Elohim, my people will be in their Goshen season or area. So therefore, everything that affects the people of the world would not affect my people, because what's laid up for the wicked will be given to the just, right? The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So my people will be in a Goshen. So while the world is groaning and in their turmoil, I am going to sustain my people. I am going to cover my people. I am going to provide for my people. So this is what it means to seek the kingdom of God first, above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need. And I am a living witness of that. But it takes waking up every day and telling the Lord yes. It takes telling the Lord yes and surrendering your heart to him. Do not be swayed by the temptation of the world and the lukewarm church that is trying to merge the culture in Christianity. The Lord is actually very detest in that. He does not want us to have any mixture with the world when it comes to our worship, when it comes to our fellowship, when it comes to representing him. He says in the book of Exodus, he tells Moses that I will make a distinguish between my people and the Egyptians. So it's the same as today. The Lord will distinguish between who are his people and who are not his people. And I believe he has already begun to do that. And we see that even with the gospel celebrities, if you have the eye of discernment, the spirit of discernment, you will clearly see who has the Holy Spirit and who doesn't, right? I could just think of a few right now that I'm not going to name, but we need to increase our discernment. And the only way we decrease our discernment and the things of God is by prayer in the word. Peter told the early church that we need to focus on prayer in the word, right? We don't have time to be thinking about other things, that our focus is on prayer in the word. And we need to have that same attitude. We need to surrender everything to God and tell God, it doesn't matter what comes out of this. If this is what you are telling me to do, I trust you. If this is where you have called me to do, I trust you. Even myself with this YouTube ministry that God has gifted me to do, has gifted me the time, the equipment, and the resources to do basically this right here. And the Lord has promised me, I am with you. And sometimes I'm like, Lord, you know, my channel doesn't look like everybody else's, or it's not getting the views like everybody else's. Like, are you sure this is what you have called me to do? But he told me to never despise small beginnings, that at just the right time, I will reap and harvest. And it's not that I'm doing it for the money, or I'm not doing it because I want to be seen. I am actually a very shy person. I don't like the spotlight. I don't even like really being on camera. I just don't like it. So, you know, it's the opposite for me. Some people love to be on camera. Some people love the spotlight, and they do it for the clicks and the likes. And there are a lot of topics that I can talk about, but I'm like, I don't think the Lord is leading me that way, you know? And as he's maturing me in this YouTube journey, I'm learning to really depend on God and lean into that discerning of spirits and that discernment that he has gifted me with. So that is what I wanted to tell you all, is that we have to surrender to God to make sure that our lives are lining up with his word. And we have to give God our yes every morning. When you wake up, yes, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you have called me to do. Doesn't matter if it goes against what I think I should do, what my family think I should do, even, you know, what my church may think I should do, right? Lord, if you are telling me this, confirm it in your word, confirm it in my secret time, and you will provide all that I need. So wherever the Lord leads, he provides it for you. You just have to take that step of faith. And so that is all I wanted to say. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, and I will talk to you later. Bye.